So here's what a bad potential business owner would do. When they see a coin laundromat for sale, they'd go, oh, that's not sexy. I don't want to go out to a steakhouse and tell people I own a coin laundromat. What a smart potential business owner would say, oh, let me get this straight. So minimal staff, like one person per shift. The machines pretty much run the business. Competition, very low, because no one stacks a laundromat next to another laundromat. And it's primarily a cash business. Look, this is the difference between being smart and being really, really stupid when you're looking at buying businesses. Businesses are for sale. There's millions of them. Millions of them. Businesses go for sale every single day. Some industries better than other. But the problem is sometimes we get caught up in the sex appeal. My staff and I, by the way, there's two of us, but we do a damn good job, found this business for sale in South Carolina, Goose Creek, wherever that is, this coin laundromat. The good thing about these businesses, they can be operated by an absentee owner, maybe even a co-op deal. All cash business, this particular one, 29 washers and dryers. The facilities, the furnishings, everything, they claim are in really good condition. And I don't know why you'd lie about that, because you're going to go check it out and then you're going to see if it's not. Well, why are you lying? They claim this is a low-risk opportunity. Well, we can maybe be the judge of that. The revenues, they're stating $161,000. By the way, getting this from charlestonbusinessbrokers.com. I'm not affiliated with those people. They could be great people. They could be terrible people. They're probably great people. Let's be optimistic here. They do have some good businesses for sale. So the revenue's $161,000. Cash flow $63,000. All you have to worry about is the cash flow. Revenues, so whatever. That's the cash flow. It's the money that's flowing into your pocket. They're asking $169,000. So you have to ask yourself, if everything stays the same and the cash flow is $63,000 for the coin laundromat business, how long will it take me to make my money back? So that's 63 to get to the 169. So you're talking about 3 years, a little less than 3 years, if everything stays the same. They claim that seller financing is available. Okay, that's cool. I mean, we don't know the terms. We don't know the interest rate. Could be a terrible ripoff. But the fact that they're willing to at least talk about it, pretty solid. Pretty solid. Listen, here's why I love the coin laundromat business. And again, this is the difference between being an egotistical entrepreneur and being somebody that goes, I want a return on my investment. I want my money to work hard, but I don't want to get up every day and have to sweat this thing out. The reason why this business is solid is because you can have one person, usually these things are 24 hours a day, okay? You can have 3 and 4 employees. One person runs it per shift. There's a problem, they call whoever fixes the laundromat machines. Other people have done a really good job. There's actually some really, really great laundromats. I think there was one I saw in Nashville, Tennessee. This was years ago. And they turned it into like a bar. So people would go, you could order food, and they actually had like really good food. You'd actually eat it, so you would do your laundry. You could watch a game. You could eat. You could drink. So they were found, you know, other ways. It's called NTR, other ways to create non-traditional revenue. All this is a possibility. Now, look, maybe you don't want to own a string of laundromats. That's fine. But if you're a smart guy and you got a little lettuce growing, you've got cash resources, dude, why wouldn't you look at something like this? I'm not even saying I like the asking price of $169 based on the cash flow of $63. I don't love it. I don't hate it. God knows, if you listen to this podcast, we've destroyed some people. I don't know how fair this is. You know, I only know so much about the business. I know what I'm telling you. But I can tell you that asking, you know, $170 on 63 bring home isn't like stupid. It's not unreasonable. So these are the kind of things once in a while I like to podcast about and talk about these businesses that are for sale, because these are smart plays. You know, everybody wants to buy, you know, the bed and breakfast on the biggest, most, you know, established island on the Pacific coast, or everybody wants to buy the nicest steakhouse in town or the biggest and best shiniest car dealership. Look, all that's fine too. But you know what? Sometimes you find these gems. A coin laundromat business, all cash, machines spinning water and spewing hot air, and you generating revenue. Some of these things I really like. So obviously we will tweet out this ad to give these guys their credit. If you want to check it out, at For Sale Podcast on Twitter. And of course, you can always email me if you have a question about a listing or you need more information, forsalepodcast@gmail.com. And four, it is the letter, or I'm sorry, the letter. Listen to me. Can you tell it's late? It is the word for forsalepodcast@gmail.com. But the Coin Laundromat, South Carolina, I guarantee you, the most successful person you know, they've got a handful of these investments, these side businesses. They won't tell you about them. Look, I knew a guy making tons of money in car wash business. Never talks about it. Why do you ever talk about it? Why do you ever talk? You make all this money in the car washes. I don't know if he's embarrassed. I would have no reason why. But I can tell you that people like this, these are where the smart plays come from. The coin laundromats, the car washes, the dry cleaners. There's always these great businesses out there that bring them tons and tons of return. You can also go to our Medium channel on medium.com. and just search For Sale Podcast. I like this play, though. I like this play. I'm not BSing around. I like these kind of businesses. So check this out. And again, this is, you know, I'm not a big fan of absentee businesses. This could be one. Find a couple people you trust down there. Maybe you got a family member looking to change their life a little bit or get in, you know, maybe they want to work for you, you want to start a side company, whatever. This is not a bad play, the coin laundromat business. And this one looks pretty solid. From the outside looking in, I'm judging the book by its cover. And why wouldn't I? What's the cover for if you can't judge it, right? I would check this out. But anyway, our medium.com channel, For Sale Podcast, on Twitter, @ForSalePodcast. And of course, you can email me directly. I will email you back, I promise. I email everybody. Everyone gets really, they're like, I can't believe you emailed me back. I love email back. ForSalePodcast@gmail.com. We will have more very soon.